Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got some great news for you, folks. Water has always been an issue for us, and we got the mayor here to talk about what they've been doing to make sure we don't have that doomsday dilemma and make sure we're safe for the years and years, and our kids have years and years of good things to come. Stay tuned for some great news. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Mayor Dwayne Morrison, thank you so much for being here.
It is my pleasure, well, Scott.
And you know, I'm here and you're here. Oh my God, the oil boom. Yes, there's no question there's going to be a factor there. I think anybody would know that the oil prices weren't going to stay up. And they went down, they're going to come back. You know, it's going to bounce back. But one thing I want you to say, well, I say it's such great news, is water. Folks, we almost did have a doomsday. The sky really was falling. I'd like you to talk about what y'all been doing. First off, what the good Lord did for us.
Yes.
But say what y'all been doing to make sure this isn't something that really could be a doomsday situation, which is our water and our trash situation, if you would, please.
You know, we were in trouble back before Memorial Day, and I realized it, and so did our city staff, and we were extremely concerned. But when it rained 3 inches on Friday and 3 inches on Saturday and 3 inches on Monday.
Thank you.
This was nothing but the gentle hand of the Lord touching our community.
It had to be.
That was not a normal rain. And, you know, at 4 o'clock on the afternoon of Friday, our lakes were at 40% Nasworthy. At 8:30, our boys were out there frantically trying to get the floodgates open because the lake was full. So we were blessed, and I'm very thankful, and it really averted what could have been a catastrophe. But since that time, we've been working on our water situation since 2008 in earnest, because it was in 2008 when we pulled a trigger on the Hickory Water to bring the water from McCulloch County to San Angelo. Now, our forefathers had enough forethought back in the 70s to buy this water field. We'd fought all the battles. It was just a matter of getting the water from, well, I like to say, from where the water is to where the water ain't. And that's true. What we did in 2008. We pulled the trigger. We built the line. There were 9 existing wells that we had to go through and rebuild and recase because they had deteriorated. But we went through. We cleaned those 9 wells out. We built our pump stations. We built our tanks. We built all of the computers that operate this thing. And we ran a 70-mile water line from McCulloch County to our water treatment plant. And this has been done. Right now, as we stand today, we are 95% complete on our Hickory project. There's still some electrical work to be done. There's still some concrete work. There's still some painting to be done in our water distribution center. But we're 95% complete. When we get this facility online, we will be producing some of the cleanest, purest water that can be purchased. We've got to take the iron out of it first, then we have to take the radon out of it. But we have the facility that we can do that. We will not be using this Hickory water. We will be using only the minimum amounts so that we can keep our tanks and our pumps and our systems running. We buy Ivy water out of Lake Ivy, which is a partnership we formed with Abilene, Midland, Odessa, San Angelo. We pay for Ivy water whether we pull a drop or not. We will be using Ivy water as our primary water source, as we have for the last decade. And then we will use the Hickory water. We will continue to bank this and use it in an emergency situation.
I have a quick question. We visited earlier in the month or last month, and I'd ask you the question because people have good friends in Brady and Mason, you know, that area, and they're fine. And they've been drinking that water with no treatment at all. And you had a good answer for that. I said, why all of a sudden do we have to treat it to where it's just about like bottled water?
It's your government. We're here from the government. We're here to help. Yeah. They reduce the and it's picayunes, I believe is the word, from a low amount to a high amount. In other words, they said you can used to there was no limit set on the radon in the water. And then they changed it to a very low amount. And when they changed it to a very low amount, immediately became a crisis. So it's government regulations that's caused the problem in the first place. These people have been drinking it for generations, and it's not bad water. It's just that the government has declared it is beyond.
But now that. It's going to be literally.
It's going to be. They're going to have. We're going to have to put stuff back in this water before you can even taste it. It's going to be the purest water
good.
You can get.
That's pretty good water, folks.
It's good water.
We hadn't had that problem here ever.
No. You know, we're also right in the process right now of drilling 6 more wells down there. Two of them are drilled, two of them are ready, two of them are being drilled, and two of them are waiting. These wells are about 3,000 foot deep. This is a massive project.
That's a deep
project.
Well.
When we get these other wells online, that will give us 15 wells, which we can produce 9 million gallons of water per day out of our Hickory field. We can do this for a while, and then we'll drop back down to the 6 million that we're allowed. During the winter, this last winter, when we ask our citizens to conserve, we were down in that 10 million gallons a day range during a winter. So 9 million gallons of water a day will be less than we need, but we can survive on 9 million gallons of water per day. Using our Ivy water, and Ivy is still setting at almost 20% of capacity, so we still have 26, 28 months of water left, even if it doesn't rain. So I think with our Hickory as a backup, and we will use minimum amounts of it, continue to use our Ivy water, I would say right now we are in good shape. We are also working. We have an engineer that is looking right now at our wastewater. Wichita Falls has began treating their wastewater in 14. They treat it. They put it right back in the water system. Big Spring treats their wastewater, puts it in a pond, lets nature work on it, and then they put it back in the water system. Just last week, Abilene flipped the switch, and they are treating their wastewater, putting it back in Fort Phantom Lake, and then pulling it back into their water system.
Smart.
And San Angelo is going to have to do it. This is 7 million gallons of water per day that we are treating almost to the correct standard and then sending out in the canal. So this is something I would go as far as to say that within the next 5 years, San Angelo will also be treating and reusing the effluent.
Well, and I've had people say, oh, my God, Scott, that just sounds nasty. I said, folks, living here most of my life, majority of my life, water skiing in Lake Nasworthy, especially before it was dredged. Have you ever water skied in Lake Nasworthy? If you haven't, you dropped off in about 4 foot of water, and your feet or what we're going to be okay, especially if they put that water back in Nasworthy and it filters out. I think life is going to be good, and it's be foolish not to do it. We live in a desert.
And look at Houston. They're at the very end of the water chain. They've been drinking effluent for years, whether they realized it or not. They're at the end of the river. So it's something that has to be done. Technology has finally caught up. The prices have finally come down. It is finally economically feasible to do it. And our engineers will tell us in this study what we can do, to what level we do it, and how we accomplish it.
Well, let me tell you one reason I wanted you to come on the show and talk about this. Because I am here in the oil field, and folks, I've had a good fortune of making a lot of new friends from our oil field industry and a lot of good people. But whether the oil field is here at full capacity or if it readjusts and goes to a smaller capacity, we can make that adjustment and be okay. We run out of water. I don't know if we can make that adjustment.
Life doesn't work without water.
No, I mean, so
we still live without oil, but life does not go on without water. It's a necessity.
That's how big a deal it is.
It's extremely serious. It's at the very top of the city council's list. It's at the very top of our city management's list, and we're doing everything we can. You know, we also have the Red Arroyo project, which is something we're looking at. I don't know what we've got engineers looking at this to see if it's feasible. It could be an inexpensive, it could be an extremely expensive, but we can capture 5,000 acre feet of water per year before it gets into the river and belongs to the state. So we're also looking at that. So we've got all of these options going, Scott.
And they're working on the drainage. If you've gone on College Hills, when thank God we have that good rain, it's a disaster. So taking that water, that's just smart. So you basically have been working on four separate projects then. We got the Hickory, the
Wastewater, the Red Arroyo. And then we have partnership, and we have Ivy, thankfully we were able to get back in the 80s. We're also working with the cities of Abilene and Midland and San Angelo. We have formed a partnership, the West Texas Water Partnership, and we are out looking for water in the state that will provide for our citizens, our three cities, for the next 75 to 100 years. Again, this is expensive. It's something that's not going to happen quickly. But we are looking for water supplies that will take care of our communities because we realize the importance of water. And if we don't get on it quickly, then there will be others that are on it. So it is a top priority for water to protect our citizens. Whether the oil field is working or not, we've got to have water for our city.
And I commend you and the whole council for taking the initiative, because y'all have done more this last 4 or 5 years than I've heard, you know, my 54 years around here. So, well, and that's a lot, which has been that important.
It was to the point that something had to be done. There had to be some decisions made, and I'm thankful that our council had the initiative to do something. Pulling the trigger on that hickory in 2008 was a big deal, because we've been working with that since the 70s without doing anything.